If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the jurisprudential laws of prayer, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And Sheikh Javid, what if someone recites a part of the zikr? This is one of the questions, all right, I'd like to ask you. If someone recites any part of the zikr of the sajda,
yes,
before his forehead rests on the turbar of the muhr.
Yeah, very good.
All right? Or after he has raised his head off the muhr, right?
Yes.
Okay. What will the jurisprudential status of his prayer be?
Well, if a person intentionally utters the zikr or the recital of sajda, because every part of the prayer has a zikr, something to be recited, whether it is ruku or sujood, or whether it's tashahud. So these are the different zikrs or the different recitals that must be recited. Now, if a person intentionally recites or utters the zikr of sajda before his forehead, you know, reaches the ground or rests on the turba,
yes,
and his body become, and before his body becomes steady, of course, because steadiness is one of the essential conditions, very important conditions.
Yes.
Or if he raises his head from sajda intentionally before the zikr is completed, is void, because the zikr is a part and parcel of ruku or sujood. Okay, and one should not move while reciting the zikr, let alone with you recite it before the, your head rests on the turba or before your body is steady. So it is necessary and very important to note that one's body must be steady. He should place his forehead and then start reciting the zikr. Unfortunately, we see that many people are in a hurry. They raise their hand, their heads up, and moves up to stand up for the second or for the third rak'ah before the zikr is completely. So their head is not on that on the turba while reciting. Maybe a part of the zikr is said while the head is on the turba, on the thing which is allowable for sajda. But then half of the zikr is recited in the air, and that's not permissible. And if a person
that's
is...
That's not viewed or regarded as a complete sajda.
It's complete
basically.
Sajda. And if it becomes, if it happens intentionally, the prayer is void. But if it happens by mistake or unintentionally or forgetfully, the prayer is not made void.
Sheikh Javid, a sajda should be performed on anything which is permissible and allowable, right?
Yeah.
Is it okay, is it permissible to do sajda on one's nails if nothing is found around?
Well, many people are under the impression that if you do not find anything which is allowable for sajda, then you are allowed to do sajda on the back of your hand or on the back of your palm or on your nails, which is not true, of course. Because the religious authorities have said that in the when one has access to, for example, to leaves of tree, to stones, to cement, to tiles, to wooden stuff,
yes,
and to even tissue or maybe cotton.
Yes.
If you're wearing a piece of cloth made of cotton, it's you should do sajda on it rather than on the back of your hand. So it's not permissible in the existence of all of these things.
Yes.
It is not permissible to do sajda on the back of your hands, and your prayer will not be valid. You see, there are different things. The best of things on which sajda is allowed, of course, is the turba of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, alayhi salatu wassalam.
Obviously.
And then we have any other turba made from any other soil or any other piece of earth or clay.
Or natural stuff,
natural
right?
stuff. Anything which is not edible, which is not mineral, and which is not, which does not come from minerals, okay?
Yes. What about the leaves? Leaves of the
leaves of trees.
Yes.
Leaves of trees which are not edible for human beings, okay?
Uh-huh. Not vegetables, for example.
If you perform sajda on grass, which is not eaten by mankind, by human beings,
yes,
it is permissible.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is a vegetable which is eaten by both animals and human beings, it's not permissible to do sajda on it.
Okay.
So doing sajda on edibles and clothing and minerals is not allowed.
Uh-huh.
Like carpet is clothing. The thing that you wear, like for example a piece of handkerchief or anything,
yes,
these are clothing, and of course sajda is not allowed under any circumstances on these things. Okay, in the case of taqiyya, that's something else. But we are talking about, for example, things
normal
which
situation.
Are available, normal situation.
Yes, I see.
Like, okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Let me ask you actually for a break. We take a break here. Stay with us and don't go away. We'll be back very shortly.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me Muhammad Jad hosting and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker at the studio. And the topic we were dealing with here in this episode of the Islamic Laws was the rules and jurisprudential status of the prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javed, before the break, you were talking about the, in fact, allowable things that one can do the sajda on, right? Sheikh Javed, is it permissible to perform sajda on limestone or gypsum?
It is allowed to perform sajda on limestone and gypsum.
Sheikh Javed, what about paper? Is it allowable for sajda?
Well, it is in order. It is quite valid to perform sajda on paper if it is manufactured from allowable sources, from anything which is permissible, like, for example, wood or grass. Of course, if paper is made from wood or grass, of course, it's permissible to do sajda.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if it's made from cotton, we do know that paper is also made from cotton. If it's made from cotton, it's permissible to do sajda on it. But if it's made from silk, then sajda will not be permissible on it.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice contribution and answers to the questions about the very important topic and the principle of the rules of prayer, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And if you have any questions and queries, you can drop your comments or whatever you think of the program at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also search us by Googling and searching the title of the program, that is Islamic Laws, and plus English Radio. And then you can very easily find us. You can't miss us. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir Muhyi al-Mumin.